Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hoi.
Hoi.
さあ始まりました
さあ皆さん始まりました。今日のレイドバックジャパニーズエピソード、
アナウンサーだね。
はい、私アナウンサーでございます。今日のトピックのお話は家族の、なんていうのこれ、 It's all Japanese。
家族の名前とか。
Today's topic we will be relaxing to how to call your family members wait
by their names?
No.
Or like what to call them when talking about them?
Descriptors of your family members, right?
Words like mom and dad and aunt and uncle,
okay,
right?
Yes.
So you know? Hi.
Today we'll be relaxing to the topic of how to call your mom and dad and sisters and brothers. Those words in Japanese.
I love it.
What are they even called, Tai? Descriptors.
Descriptors? Yeah, わかんないよ。
わかんないね。
わかんないよ。Descriptor sounds fancy enough that I'd say that sounds fine. Yeah, why not? You can't ask a native what it's called, right?
なんなんだろう?
Like, come on. I don't know.
でも、holiday season なので、年末年始の家族とかの印象に残ってる思い出とかある?
印象? So like, どうなんだろうな。毎年、家族、やば。I forgot how to say the word for aunt.
Oh, today's topic is how to say aunt in Japanese.
Yeah. なんだったっけ? Aunt は、
yeah. おばさんじゃない? おばさん。おば。Just おば。
うん。おばの家にみんな集まって、おいしい料理とか食べたり、プレゼントとか交換したり、そういうの思い出かな。チアは?
私は小さい頃に、家にあるフェイククリスマスツリーをお父さんとお母さんと姉さんとビルドしてオーナメントがかけてクリスマスソング聞いたりしたかな。
楽しそう。
楽しい。
フェイククリスマスツリー。
フェイククリスマスツリーだって日本、 OK I was in a call with my mother the other day, right? And 日本って本物クリスマスツリーってあるのみたいな話になったんだよね。
うん、
いや、ないんじゃない みたいな、二人で。いや、や、ま、山の中に
行けば
あるんじゃない。 IKEA?
IKEA。IKEA で売ってるっぽい。
IKEA? IKEA ね。へぇ、IKEA か。
IKEA。Apparently the correct pronunciation is closer to IKEA.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I think.
え、売ってるの、うん、え、マジか。
売ってる。
日本製クリスマスツリー
かな。
おー。
I don't know if it's actually 日本製、if it was made in Japan, but...Yeah, one of my friends was telling me he bought a Christmas tree. And I'm like, how are you going to throw that away? Like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Once the holiday season's done.
日本でゴミ出しするので、ツリーどうするのかな?バッグにだって全部詰めなきゃいけないの。You have to stuff every single part of the tree into the bag.
そうだね。You could just cut it up. Oh, that sounds awful. No, I think he said he would drive it to the dump. He has a car, so.
Oh, okay. それは大丈夫だと思う。できるできる。
Quick, I do want to say something though about Christmas trees before we get into the family things.
なんでしょう?
I was talking about a Christmas tree in Japanese with one of my friends. And I said, Christmas no ki. And maybe we've talked about this before on the podcast, but when I said Christmas no ki, they laughed really hard. Because it's not ki, it's tsuri. Christmas tsuri だね。
そうです。Christmas の木。なんだっけ? If it's a Japanese name for the whatever tree type the Christmas tree is, then you can say ki. I don't actually know what the tree name is. We should actually probably look that up.
調べた結果、もみの木だと思われます。
だと思われます。Yeah, it's like thought to be. It's probably a もみの木。I thought it might be a matsunoki, or like a pine tree. Matsu, pine tree.
Matsunoki はなんかもうちょっとチクチクしてるのが小さいやつだよ。なんか丸くて小さいのがいっぱいついてるやつ。日本のなんか園とかに行った時にいっぱいお城とかの周りに 植えてあるやつ、mm. 松の木。
I think I understood the language of what you said there, but I don't know how it's different.
Eh?
何が違う？
全然違うよ。
全然違うか。
うん。Anyway, go look at trees and decipher yeah. for yourself which trees are which.
Word differences like this are best solved with Google images, in my opinion.
So this.
Look up Mominoki and Matsunoki, and you'll see the difference.
We were going to segue into our topic of today from family members and gathering family into how to call your aunt whatever in Japanese, but we got distracted with tree names.
These are very important things. Tree names are very important.
で、
はい。
両親から言ってみましょう。
はい。
両親はなんて呼びますか？
お母さんとお父さんだね。
いや、うん。If your relationship with your parents were Japanese, what would you call your parents?
多分それだな。お母さんとお父さん。
Oh, okay. It wouldn't be all the other ones.
父上。
父上。
母上。Well, those are really fancy, I guess. Like, you wouldn't actually. Does anyone say 父上 and 母上?
私言います。
When you're joking.
時々、時々、時々。
When you're joking, ね。Like, 冗談以外。What, you?
冗談以外言わないかな。
Besides when you're joking. It sounds like really old, formal, like you're a princess talking to your king father or something, you know?
You will definitely see it in anime or drama.
100%.
But I don't think, heard real life people call their parents that.
冗談だね。
で、両親は parents ね。両親か親。親 is also parents.で、お父さん、お母さん。お父さん、お母さん。
Right.
かな？
あ、親。Once you say 親, I also think of the word 親父。Which is, guys will call their... It's kind of like saying my old man, right? Or old man.
Yeah, it's similar.
で、千代は親父って言ったことある？
親父？いや、言い切らん。ちょっと汚すぎて言い切らん。うん、親父は言わないな。
Okay. So, hey, it kind of goes hand in hand with our last episode on gendered speech. So...Guys will say oyaji, but girls tend to not say oyaji, right?
I think last episode, but my uncle says oyaji to his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was little, I used to call my dad daddy in English. And you can also say daddy to mommy in Japanese. If you're, I don't know, half or whatever, and you know those words, you can use those. Daddy and mommy will definitely be a thing that people say.But I never grew out of saying daddy in English, but I do say otosan in Japanese, which I think it's because my mom is a little bit more proper, and so my mother is the Japanese side, and so it's otosan to okasan, but in English it's daddy and mommy.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, 面白い。あ、そういえばパパとかママって言う？
パパとママもあるね。いや、私は言わないな。言ったことない。ママって言ったら多分殴られてたかな。I don't know.
そうなんだ。
Like, sarcastically.
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, does that give the same vibe as like daddy and mommy does in English? Like, papa and mama?
I think so.
It's interesting how the vibe is the same, but you won't say it in one language versus another.
Yeah, I find that really interesting about me in calling my parents.
That's a whole other topic I think maybe we could talk about, but...
Tai-sama, have you ever called your parents papa to mama? Wait, sorry. Daddy to mommy.
I don't think I have. At least not that I remember. No. It's always been dad and mom. Never like father, mother. Maybe like if I'm joking, I'd say like, oh, mother dearest or something like that. I guess that's almost like hahue or something, right?
Yeah.
Just like...No one actually says it, but you can joke.
Yeah, I'll say hahaue or kachan. Kachan, kachan. Chotto kochi kite. Kachan, kachan. Tochan, kachan, you ne, sarcastically. But the one funny thing that gets randomly brought up in our podcast related to mama. Mama chari? Mama chari to wa?
Mama chari wa mama to chari. Chari wa jitensha?で、ママが乗ってる自転車というのはママチャリ。
で、どう違う ?How are they different? You've been on one, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. They have a basket in the front. And the bar in the middle of the bike is lower so you don't have to swing your feet really high and mm-hmm. then just like expose your skirt to the yeah. world.
Yeah, if you're wearing a dress or a skirt or anything that's kind of more baggy, you don't have to do that weird mm-hmm. swing over the horse yeah. kind of motion.
But kind of everyone in Japan uses them because they're just great. So I have a mama chari.
The mamas in Japan or even papas that have children go all out with their mama charis
yeah.
when they have children, and that's their main transportation with their kids. I don't know, taking them to the yōchien or kindergarten or anywhere if they're traveling on their charis. If they have more than one child, they'll have a front basket that's loaded with like a seat, and then like a back one that also has a head support, and then there's like rain yeah. gear that you can mount on there. It's insane. There's like there's a like whole covers. Different level of transportation with your children on your bicycle to make it super safe.
It is so cool. Yeah, I'll see like a parent, like a mom or a dad, just they have that seat in the front with one kid and then a seat in the back with maybe the bigger kid. And then the kids are wearing helmets and all that, which is good. And then there's coverings and stuff. So like if it's too cold, they'll have the covering on so it's warm inside. Or like if it's raining, it's like, this is too cool.
Whole deal. Yeah. Yeah. If you're ever curious, look up mama chari and... 何だろう? Mama chari to child seat とか かな? Child seat?
Child seat? どうなんだろう? 分かんない。
Yeah, you will find it quite entertaining to look up all the cool pictures.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Did we mention haha? Haha to chichi, chichi to haha. When do we use those?
So I think that one is, those are more like if you're talking about your parents to someone else, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if it's a more of a formal setting, you wouldn't say, 私のお母さんは, blah, blah, blah. You would say, 私の母は, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can't come up with sentences apparently yet.
Sentences are hard.
私の母はママチャリを持っています。There we go.
はい。 みんなの母はママチャリを持っています。いや、ちょっと
I don't know why we're talking about bicycles, but 私の母は最近 あの、 electric bicycle みたいななんかエンジンついてるやつ買って なんかすごいでかい hill があるのね、家の近くに。 で、それを そう、坂を登れるように このエレクトリック電気 バイクを買ったらしいんですけれども、ピンクでバスケットがなんか薄い茶色でめちゃくちゃ可愛いです。うん、可愛い。
I almost said 可愛いそうで。 And I'm like, wait, that's wrong.
タイさん。はい。 タイさん, sibling いますか? And how would you ask that question back to me once you're done answering?
います。 I have an お兄さん, which is an older brother.
Oh.
で、 知恵、兄弟いますか?
お、兄弟、兄弟いますよ。 I have siblings.
Oh.
She is a older sister, 姉. I have an 姉. But I do want to go over real quick that the question of 兄弟いますか? Is asking siblings. But 兄弟 is written as 兄 and 弟, which is older brother, younger brother. 兄弟 can refer to both genders, but 姉妹, which is written older sister, younger sister, is specifically referring to sisters.
Yeah, sisters only. So when in doubt, you can say 兄弟. 兄弟いますか? Even though the kanji are specifically male, it works with both siblings.
Yeah. タイのお兄さんの呼び方は何でしたか?
I just call him by his name.
In English, is there any other option? I feel like you would never really say brother. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Quai, quai.
Like in a joking way, maybe. But even like bro, I call most of my male friends bro. At least once when I talk to them. Yo, bro. Or if we're like, I don't know, if we're like surprised at something. Like, bro, what? And stuff. But there's no specific language I would say in English. So I haven't really called him anything special now.
So if you had a relationship with your brother that was Japanese, what would you call him?
Probably like Nissan or something like that. I don't know. I don't know the nuances too well. But there's a few options, right? There's Onisan. You can drop the O, which I've heard. I don't know how natural it is, but Nissan. And then there's like Onichan, right? Which is more endearing, I suppose. So I'd probably guess I'd call him Nissan, maybe. But, わかんないな。知恵は？
私は、お姉ちゃん。お姉ちゃん行ったことあるかな？時々あるかな？お姉ちゃん。
I think when you talk about her, you say お姉ちゃん to me sometimes.
Mm-mm. But to her, I don't know if I... Mm. You can use お姉ちゃん at the person. Or お姉ちゃん at the person. But I don't... I think I just refer to you as her own name.
Is that common? Because I feel like in Japan, people will refer to their older siblings as お姉さん、お姉ちゃん.
It is very common.
Right?
Mm. Yeah,
maybe because you have...
Half a family.
Yeah, you're half or so. そうだね。
うん。
Yeah, half American, half Japanese. So, might be a little different there.
Because if you switch to English, then you would have no option to say お姉ちゃん.
Right.
So, I think I stuck
so
with
you
her
have
name.
To say their name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that, I think that makes a lot of sense. Especially since you lived in America, you don't want to just be saying お姉ちゃん when no one else around you knows what that means.
But I think it's kind of sad that there isn't a reverse for 妹 and 弟.
Yeah.
There isn't saying like お兄ちゃん or お姉ちゃん. It's just 弟 and 妹. 弟 is younger brother. 妹 is younger sister.
Mm.
But my sister would sometimes just call me ちえちゃん with the ちゃん at the end. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ちゃん. Yeah, for like younger people, it's kind of common to just stick a ちゃん on there, right?
Even if it's a boy, they'll do ちゃん for a little bit.
So that
means. Because they just look cute when they're growing up.
Yeah, if they're really small. Like 3 years old or whatever, 5 years old, maybe. But they'll still say like kun also for boys, right?
Kun yu.
We should have an episode on just honorifics and stuff. And chang and kun and all that.
Oh, ii. Yeah, if you have any suggestions for the endings, let us know in the Laid Back Japanese comment channel in our Discord.
Yeah. I have a question about chama.
Sama? Sama?
Chama.
Chama?
Chama.
Oh, chama ka. Iwanai na.
Yeah. Iwanai ne. But we'll talk about that. If you want to learn what it is, check out that episode once it's out.
All the rest of these is going to be, you need a graph in front of you because how to describe your family. Maybe we can post one if it's not too complicated, but we'll go over the generic ones so that it's not super overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not memorizing your great 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 grandpa's aunt's son.
Yeah.
And how to relate.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
So when you mentioned you get dinner and or have Christmas together with your family, 誰が来てた？覚えてる？
みんな。
みんな
って返したら。
みんなは誰？
ダメか。みんなは、おばあさん。
おばあさん？
Maybe I said that right.My grandmother, right? Oba-san. De, seki? Cousins? Cousins?
Shinseki would be just relatives.
Oh. Cousins. Cousins to you. Itoko. Itoko.
Oh, itoko desu. Hai, itoko. Seikai desu.
God, I'm so bad at family names. Itoko. Itoko-tachi. Itoko-tachi no ie ni itta ne. Itoko futari ite, futari tomo no ie.に行ってた。
ハトコはわかる？
ハトコ？
うん。
わかんない。何？
ハトコはおばあちゃんかおじいちゃんの兄弟の親戚、兄弟のライン、ブラッドライン。
Oh, is it like second cousin?
うん。そうそう、それ。
ああ。ハトコ。なるほど。
うん。
Okay. So sometimes I would go to my ハトコ's house to on like different holidays, but generally not around like Christmas, I think, if I remember correctly. Usually we went there Easter. ハトコ。初めて知った。
そう、いとことハトコ。I really like that word because it's ハト is pigeon.
the pigeon
the pigeon
kid.
Yeah.
pigeon co. I go to my pigeon kid's house. 面白い。そうだね。I think that was about every. My uncle was there too.
おじさん？
おじさん？
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
おじさんとおばさん。
Here's my biggest problem with おじさんおばさん。Like the words is I mix them up with like other like random old man. The word for that is ojisan, right? Or what is it?
Okay. In general, without family context, if it's a younger older man, it's ojisan. If it's, you know, like a senior ojisan or senior male, it becomes ojisan.
Oh.
There's a light bulb in Ty's brain right now.
That explains why it's so confusing to me.
So it is the same.
Because it works for both.
Yes.
Okay. I thought one was always like one length of the E, you know? Oji-san, oji-san. Mm. I thought one was like for strangers and one was for like family for the last 6 years of me learning Japanese.
So you've been calling 30-year-olds oji-san this whole time?
But like also I know it's wrong, so like I do it right sometimes and I do it wrong. So I'm like, if something is wrong and I don't know what, and I've just struggled with that for the last 6.5 years of my studies.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so it's the same word. Mm-hmm. So oji-san is your uncle and someone who was like kind of uncle aged if you're a kid.
Yes.
A stranger as well. Mm-hmm. And then oji-san is an older guy who is your grandfather, or someone kind of your grandfather's age if you're perspective of a kid.
Yes.
Okay. So it's just like how oni-san or one-san, like, oh, just go ask that kind-looking oni-san over there, like older brother, but mm-hmm. in a stranger context, it's just like, oh, that stranger who's probably about an older brother age.
Yes.
Then it,
and
from the context of like seeing it as a kid.
To add to this complication, your aunt and uncle, who is your oji-san or oba-san, if you are the same age, so if, okay, I have a sister, right? And Caleb is married to me. He can call her imoto ane to someone else. And to her, he can call her one-san as well, even though if they're not related. If your parents split and you have remarried cycle no family, then they become giri no ototo or imoto or ane or the other one.
And if you're talking to them, would you just still say one-san or oni-san?
If you're rude, you can say giri ane or giri something, but yeah.
That sounds rude, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like boundary setting, kind of. But you can also say just normal one-san, oni-san.
My mom also calls my dad, so you know they're married, two people married, my mom would call my dad oni-san sometimes as well,
right? Kind of jokingly, I imagine.
No, not really, just like oni-san is just getting attention, or kuriku-san. Kuriku-san or oni-san, you know, in America they'll say dad or mom to the other person. It's kind of like that.
Okay, I think I understand that.
Yeah,
I think I understand that. Yeah, kind of like just how you would get a person's attention if you're a stranger in public, right? Suyasen oni-san or whatever, like otoshimo desu or something, right? And if you, I know there's a joke, if you're normally called oni-san and then kids start calling you oji-san, it's like, oh no, now I'm old.
Yeah, it's like that range of, I don't know, being 20 to 30-ish, you want to be called one-san, but a child calls you oba-san and you're like, oba.
Gusa.
Yeah.
Like, ouch. Tsukumu yo ne, sore. Tsukumu. Can you say tsukumu?
Tsukumu yoru yo.
Okay.
I guess one more thing. Before, okay, so we talked about hatoko, which is a twice removed. Itoko, which is just once removed. If they're not removed, if they're your sister or your brother's child, nante yu? Shiteru?
Not removed, sister or brother's child. Kazen nan janai no? Kazen? Da yo ne. Cousin no koto?
Cousin wa itoko janai no? Chikau no?
Wait. Family is so confusing.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what's once removed? Once removed is your parents' siblings. Twice removed is your grandparents' siblings.
Oh, so da ne.
So just your sibling, child, children. This is complicated in English.
Wakanai desu.
The girl would be a mate and otoko no ko would be oi.
Oh.
So you say meiko or oiko.
Niece and nephew.
Yeah, not cousin. There we go. Niece and nephew. Those are the words.
Niece and nephew.
So nephew is oi. Niece is mei.
And why do you add ko afterwards?
Kawaii kara janai. Meiko, oiko.
Soka.
They're tiny just and
kawaii kara.
Just calling them. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So if they get older, like if they're 20s or 30s, whatever, do you still call them meiko or just mei?
I mean, you can, I think.
Okay, just kind of whatever.
I would probably just say ane no kodomo.
Really?
Just remove all complications. Mm, うちのお姉ちゃんの子供。Okay. Yeah, that's what I would say.、
Mm. Okay, okay. That makes it easy. 、
mm. Okay, last thing before we have to go.
はい。
Just no genders attached or removals attached. What would your grandchild be? So your child would be 子供。
Mm-hmm.
Your grandchild would be...
孫だね。孫。
孫。Yep. And then the next grandchild. One, the grandchild, great-grandchild would be ひ孫。
ひ孫. So a kid with a lot of free time, huh?
そうです。
ひ孫。ひ孫。ひ孫 free time. That's not what it actually is. ひ孫. Okay. So great-grandchild. Great-grandchild.
Mm-hmm. だね。And then it's the same going upward. So if おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん or おじいさん、おばあさん it would be he, おじいさん or he, おばあさん、
okay.
Great grandparent、
mm.
いやーちょっと、mm. もう頭が回らないかもしれません That was a lot of names、
はい、
Yes, but now you know how to go to parties at holiday season or New Year's and label all、mm. your relatives with Japanese labels
Yeah, and how to talk about themWhen you're talking to your Japanese friends, right? You go to a party. Oh, who did you hang out with on New Year's? Everyone, on New Year's, it's really common. Everyone hangs out with their families, right?、
うん、
so,
yes.
You can tell everyone about it. 楽しみだね。
メリクリ、ことよろ。
メリクリ、ことよろ。はい、今日の質問です。年末年始は何しますか?
では皆さん、家族の皆さんの呼び方を考えながら、良い年を迎えましょう。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
It is. She is a
It is.
Older sister.
良い年を迎えましょう。はい。すいません。顔が。